You'll see them next month, they'll get up on that bank and leave. And when they get up on the bank, they ain't going to put that back toward the shore. They're going to turn the back toward the water and they head this way, head right up. And partner wanted to see you catch them after you're there. Them things run so fast. And throw their neck back in their back. If you got them, you better hold them on the side. You see, because they throw their neck back to try to bite you. They got some that wide.
What are the ones that live on land?
On turtle, that's a, you talking about a loggerhead.
Lives on land?
Yeah, they live in a mud hole, in a mushy place, you know. And when the thing go dry, they go in the ground. Now, how we used to get them, we had an iron with a crook in it like that. Shot at the other end. You go around that old log, you know, you probe for them. When you hit it, you take that iron, pull them out. Now you got to fight on your hands, or they're going to fight you to jump through. Well, me and my brother would stand up there on the hinterland talking over that mosquito. One was coming right on me in a row of cotton. I said, well, Mike, who's that? That's your daddy? He said, no. Well, it's a dry. You know, when it dry, they're coming out. I got him. Brought him in and cut his neck. And do you know, 2 days after that thing neck was cut, that mouth was still open. I put a stick in there, it's tight now. Now that's right. That's a loggerhead. And they got beef meat and every all kind of meat in there. I said, well, sir, no, they coming, man. But my uncle, well, he's dead. He was about 80 years old when he died. He told me he was sawing over there on the hills in Bicerum, not St. Princeville, before you get in, before you cross that railroad when you're going. But all that in the water. He saw 2 days standing on one back. Must have been a big one. He said he felt something pushing against him. But he was in the water up to his knees. And he told his father Lee, he said, well, wait, Lee. He said, something under here. So Lee, him, he started getting out the way. He went up the hill and got his axe. And you know, an axe, you know, you can put your axe down there and turn it and pull something. Great big old turtle. He said they had to go get a harpoon to get that turtle out of that water. Doggone. I said, what that thing would have bit you? Man, it'll cut his foot. But they really can bite.
You got tarpon?
Got what?
Terrapin here? Terrapin turtle? Kind of lives on land?
Well, that's the only thing we got, Judge, them loggerhead. That's okay. The way they call them, yeah.
All right.
And they stand up like that. Sometimes when you see you, they stand up on four legs.
Yeah. Now tell me about the insects.
Oh, God, I might as well talk about them suddenly.
What will fly around the light at night?
Do what?
What about the things that will fly around the light at night and flutter?
That's, let me see how you call them things.
You know, when they got powder on their wings, it'll come off when you try to
check. Let me see, yeah. Oh, they used to have, you know, I seen them thing on the public road, stop them people in their car.
Yeah.
That's the same thing, that great big bunch just flying like that. I don't know how you call that, but you know how to see that no more. Because, you see, when people are burning the lamp, they come around that lamp. But the trouble, the people didn't know what to do with that. Now you take them, if they come in here, you can take a yellow bug, put up there, they go. But that time it was that red, you know, a color oil lamp. Just stay here, but you don't hardly see them thing no more. I know what you're talking about. And them thing, you couldn't hardly ride a horse at night with them thing. Get your eye, and everywhere. I see them, people try driving them way back, them modern people had to stop. So thick in the road, in front of them lights, and all like that. Oh, they don't have them no more. Now they have a kind of answers here. Right here in Europe. And ain't a long time ago, that's about 40 years ago. Right over there in the Pecan Grove, I came back.